Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We're continuing with our travel unit. We're going to Vietnam, and maybe you've already been there. You've been to Hanoi, you've been to Saigon, and you've been to Hue. So now you need to go someplace different, someplace other people haven't been to, someplace that is off the beaten path. Well, as you know, in this month's program, we're traveling to Da Nang, which is Vietnam's coastal gem.
Yeah, we talked about some of the things that you can see in Da Nang.
Probably yeah. Da Nang is correct, but it looks like Da Nang in English.
Yeah, so. I hear people say, you know, different ways of pronouncing these words. It's not our language, but this is a great little country. We're going to be talking more about the food and the beaches. And I'm not really a beach person, but the beaches I've seen in pictures look quite lovely. We've got some UNESCO World Heritage sites to talk about as well. But my favorite thing when we talk about travel and countries is the food. I'll admit it. Yeah. It's fun to taste a little bit of other people's culture, and culture is a big deal with their food. So let's get started, guys. We're going to read through our lesson, and then we'll be back to kind of talk about some of these terms.
Once you've seen Da Nang from above, head to Mai Khi Beach for some top-notch relaxation. Named one of the most attractive beaches on the planet, Mai Khi is honored as such for its pearly white sand, warm water, and gentle waves. After some time in the sun, make your way south to Hoi An Ancient Town, a centuries-old trading port, once even busier than Da Nang. Established in the 15th century, Hoi An today is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It's so well preserved that much of its original architecture remains intact. Moreover, influences from past inhabitants, including Chinese, Japanese, and European peoples, as well as indigenous Vietnamese, are visible throughout the city. While there, treat yourself to some mouth-watering cao lo, a dry noodle dish served with rice noodles, mixed greens, pork, and a savory sauce. According to an urban legend, the dish gets its distinct taste and texture from the water of an ancient well. If you're still hungry, try some white roses, which are pork or shrimp dumplings made with translucent dough shaped like a rose. Topped with bits of toasted garlic and served with a sweet sauce, they're a feast for the senses. Next, embark on an adventure to Ba Na Hills. At almost 1,500 meters above sea level, you can experience all four seasons in a day at this mountaintop resort. To get there, you need to hop on a cable car that will carry you above the clouds. Once there, explore the French village and cut loose in an amusement park. Finally, walk across the Golden Bridge, a structure seemingly supported by a pair of enormous stone hands. Take a minute while you're there to reflect on your remarkable trip to Da Nang, Vietnam. Okay, everybody, let's talk about today's lesson. It's our second day talking about Da Nang. And remember, we described it as Vietnam's coastal gem. So
yeah.
It's on the coast. If you like the ocean, if you like beaches, then yes, indeed, head to this place. We're going to be talking about the beach today. But to remember, last time we talked about some of the mountains that you can hike. And also today we're going to talk about this historical town. So let's get to it. Let's talk about the first paragraph right now.
Okay, so we're going to head to a beach that we're pronouncing Mai Khi.
That was my best guess, yeah.
Yeah, the Vietnamese have an interesting way of pronouncing the K-H. I was saying it's kind of like hey or hi. So we're just saying Mai Khi. A lot of foreigners say that. So why are we going there first? Well, it's been named as one of the most attractive beaches in the world. So this sounds like a pretty beautiful beach. We're describing the relaxation there as being top-notch. Notice that the top and the notch has that hyphen in between it. We're making these two words into an adjective. If something's top-notch, guys, it's great. It's one of the best things you can do, or best of a group of things that you can do. Maybe you have a teacher who describes you to your parents and says, yeah, little Jimmy's just top notch. He does such a good job in class. So top notch is great. Relaxation, that's where people want to go and just, you know, de-stress for a while. Life is so busy. We're constantly on our phones. You know, some of us even leave work and go home and are still on our phones looking at messages from our bosses or coworkers. Try to get away from that. Relax. And remember, guys, don't use that expression, relax yourselves. I see that in Taiwan so much when I'm looking at business documents. Please do not say that. It brings really bad images to people's minds, and I'm not going to explain more than that. So relaxation is the noun form of the verb to relax, to chill, to, you know, just kick off your shoes and sit back, get rid of some of that pressure and stress on you.
Exactly. And of course, as you know, sometimes traveling can be just as exhausting as having a full-time job.
Yeah.
Like when I went with my wife to Bali, the island of Bali. Mm-hmm. My goodness, there's so many things to do and see there that I was exhausted. I thought, hey, didn't we come here for vacation? I just want to sit still in our nice hotel here. They've got a swimming pool.
Cool.
They've got nice food. I can have some local beer and relax. Mm-hmm. No, we've got to go see the Barong performance. Oh, we've got to go see this temple. Oh, there's this jungle path we've got to go check out. So it was quite, you know, exhausting.
Yeah.
And I suppose Da Nang can be the same way. So I guess you need to make that decision. Are you going to Vietnam to see all the sights, or are you going there for some rest and relaxation?
So or R&R, as we like to say, right?
R&R, exactly.
R&R.
Military people use that a lot. But in any case here, yes, you might be going there just to go to the beach, to be a beach bum and hang out and have some cool drinks and catch up on your reading and stuff like that, get a suntan or whatever. So named one of the most attractive beaches on the planet, Mai Kee is honored as such for its pearly white sand, warm water, and gentle waves. So if you like those sorts of things, this is a good place. It's got some great sand there. It's pearly white. People like white sand for some reason. I guess it helps with your suntan or something like that. The water is warm, so it's not cold, it's not hot, it's just right. And it's got gentle waves there, so maybe you can do some body surfing or something like that. Who knows?
You know, I was shocked growing up. My family lived close to California, so I was used to California beaches growing up. And the rocks are bigger on the California beach. There's no white sand. It's kind of gray, you know. And then when I was about 14, we went to Florida, and I couldn't believe the difference. Florida has beautiful beaches. They have these pearly white sand beaches. The sand, the rocks are really tiny, so it's much softer sand. So it does make a difference, Tom. So when I see pearly white sand, I think, oh, yeah. Also, Florida water, that part of the ocean was actually warmer than California. So I think this is the kind of beach for me. I prefer that pearly white sand. It feels cleaner. The warm water, you don't freeze to death when you go swimming. And gentle waves, which means, guys, if you're a surfer, you may not find good waves to surf there. So after some time in the sun, which of course our listeners, at least the women, are not going to want to do because you love white skin. But if you do like to tan, and I do, you'll want to spend some time in the sun, and then you can make your way to Hoi An Ancient Town. And it's just as its name implies. It's very old. So it's a centuries-old trading port, once even busier than Da Nang. Remember, we talked about how Da Nang was a port city where they did a lot of trading. Well, this one was even busier than Da Nang. But this was centuries ago, 200, 300, 400 years ago.
Indeed. So it does say here that this town, Hoi An Ancient Town, was established in the 15th century. So that means it's when it was set up, establish as a verb just means to set something up. They build the first buildings there. They do some official documentation or something, and they have set up this town way back in the 1400s. So that's at least 500 years old. And Hoi An today is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. They're all over the world. So, of course, that means this place is definitely worth checking out. And it's so well preserved that much of its original architecture remains intact. That's really nice. This place, this country, Vietnam, has survived pretty terrible wars there with the French war there and the Viet Minh fighting against the French. And then the Americans came in and tried to defeat the Viet Cong there. But this town still remains intact. The buildings are still standing there. So the original architecture, or all the old buildings, are still standing there. And remember, the word architecture just refers to the buildings in general as one unit. So the architecture is intact. It's still standing. It's still as it was before.
Yeah. Tom and I have both heard English learners here talk about a building. You know, they refer to a building as architecture. Architecture is the style of a building, not the building itself, the style. I'm shocked that it's been so well preserved considering the wars that this tiny country has had to go through. But, you know, sometimes you just luck out and some of these old buildings are still there, which I love. I love to go see history and historical buildings. So you can check that out, and it's pretty precious because UNESCO has made it a World Heritage Site. Anything that's on the UNESCO World Heritage Site is worth seeing, I think. Moreover, influences from past inhabitants, including Chinese, Japanese, and European peoples, as well as indigenous Vietnamese, are visible throughout the city. The only time, guys, that you're going to put an S on people is when you're talking about groups of people that are this large. So be careful with that. We don't automatically say, you know, oh, there are a lot of peoples in our meeting today.
No.
It's like ocean. We'll talk about oceans when we're talking about, you know, separate, huge oceans. But if you're just talking about the water and on one ocean, it's just ocean. So be careful with that. If you're an inhabitant, you're somebody that lives there. So we inhabit the island of Taiwan. These people all inhabited Vietnam at one point or another. This is a large selection, a large group of very diverse peoples.
Yeah, for example, I could say the Aboriginals are the original inhabitants of Taiwan. But in any case, yes, there's a lot of influence from Chinese people, Japanese, European, French, American, or whatever, as well as indigenous Vietnamese. They're all visible throughout the city. Indigenous just means the people who were there to begin with, like the indigenous people of Taiwan are the Aborigines. Okay, that brings us to the midway point in today's lesson. Let's take a break now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
大家好，我是哈利，欢迎收听 English Digest。今天我们要阅读的文章是 Unit 2的第二天课程。我们首先看到全文的第一句开头 ，Once you've seen Danan from above， 一旦你俯瞰了岘港的景色。Once 在本句做连接词用，后面接一完整句子作为副词子句。逗号再接以完整句子作为主要子句，或是将 once 副词子句放在主要子句后面，意思是一旦怎么样，或是一怎么样就怎么样的意思。Once Jack gets here, we can start the meeting. 一旦杰克来了，我们就可以开始开会了。I'll start doing my homework once I get the book I need for it. 一旦我拿到我需要的书，我就会开始写作业。Once 也可以做副词用，表示曾经或一次的意思。例如 ,Peter and Pam were once neighbors before Peter moved to the US. 在彼得搬去美国前，他和潘曾经是邻居。I have been to Tainan once and loved the local food. 我曾经去过台南一次而喜爱当地的食物。我们接着看到第一段的倒数第二句。It's so well preserved,that much of its original architecture remains intact. 它保存得如此完好，以至于其大部分原先的结构都保持得完好无缺。本句用了 so that 的句型，意思是如此以至于。如果 so that 两个字合起来用时，意思是为了怎么样或以便于怎么样的意思，相当于 in order that。另外，我们看到这句有一个形容词 intact。Intact 是指 not broken, damaged, or spoiled, 也就是完好无缺的、未受损伤的。 例如 ,we were very surprised that the vase was still intact after the bumpy ride. 我们很惊讶当车子一路从颠簸的路开下来时,花瓶人完好如初。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We shall now continue with our lesson. Remember, we're talking about Da Nang, and we've kind of gotten out of Da Nang itself. We've gotten to the beach there, Mai Khe Beach, and we're also going to Hoi An. It's an ancient town there, so if you're into that sort of thing, you can see some old buildings there and get some great culture there. They probably got great things to eat there and nice people to talk to as well. And remember, it is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Now, here in the next paragraph, we continue to talk about Hoi An. While there, treat yourself to some mouth-watering cao lo, a dry noodle dish served with rice noodles, mixed greens, pork, and a savory sauce. So this is a noodle dish, but it's a dry noodle dish. So the noodles are kind of hard and crunchy, I suppose. And it's got rice noodles, which are noodles made from rice as opposed to grain. We've also got mixed greens, vegetables and things. There's some pork, which is meat from a pig, and a special kind of sauce. And I'm not sure if any of the Vietnamese restaurants in Taiwan serve this. They might. There are a lot of them, but you can probably get the best kind in Hoi An, ancient town.
I want to ask you a question. Sometimes we say it's a dry noodle dish if it's not a soup, you know?
Okay, that would make sense.
So I don't think the noodles would be crunchy, but just not in a bowl of a lot of liquid, let's say.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking of Guangzhou chow mein. Those are crunchy. But
yeah, definitely.
Usually dry noodles is like gan mian, right?
Yeah, or, you know, the little snack packs that kids love to pick up at the convenience stores. Those are dry noodles. But here, oh, this sounds like a dish for me. I love all of those things. If you talk about a savory dish, a savory sauce, it's got a lot of flavor. And typically we use it when we're talking about things that are more salty. They're not sweet. We don't describe desserts as being savory, typically. So it sounds like it's really tasty. And according to an urban legend, the dish gets its distinct or unique flavor and texture from the water of an ancient well. If you're looking at something that's being described as urban, usually relates to a town, a city, the city portion of a big city. You know, he lives in the urban area, the urban district of Chicago. Or here, we're talking about an urban legend. This is just an old legend that's been passed down after a long time. So it could be something that people pass down through family members, ancestors. But it's a legend. We don't even know if it's true. So according to an urban legend, the dish gets its distinct taste and texture from the water of a well. So that's where it gets this really cool taste. You can't just remake this dish in Taiwan because supposedly you need the flavor that comes from the well. So I would love to taste this. I love Vietnamese food, actually.
This is an urban legend. Usually that's kind of a rumor, you know?
Yeah.
There are lots of these stories floating around, like if you leave a fan on with the windows closed, then you're going to suffocate. I think that's an urban legend from Korea. There's also the urban legend that says if you eat watermelon seeds, then a watermelon is going to grow inside your stomach.
Just wanted to mention quickly here, urban by itself is very different than urban legend. Mm. So we have this vocab word as urban, which means city. But if you put the two words together, we are, as Tom says, talking about kind of this tale, this myth, this story that is usually part of folklore. It's usually just fictional.
Indeed. So this is an urban legend here.
Yeah.
This dish, cao lo, tastes good because it's made from water from an ancient well. Okay, that's a legend. We don't really know if that's true or not. The vendor may claim, oh, yes, I went to that ancient well this morning and brought the water back. Certainly it's made with that stuff. But that's how they say it has its special or unique or distinct taste. Believe it, if you will. It also has this texture, the way it feels in your mouth, whether it's soft or crunchy or whatever, that's what the texture is. So if you're still hungry, of course, you can try something else like white roses, which are pork or shrimp dumplings made with translucent dough shaped like a rose.
Cool.
So that's another kind of dumpling you can have. Of course, dumplings in Taiwan are not translucent. Translucent means the light can shine through it, but you can't really see what's on the other side. Transparent means you can see through it and you can see what's on the other side. You can tell what it is.
This sounds delicious. They top it off with bits of toasted garlic. So they take the garlic, the daswan, and they toast it so it's crispy. And then they put that on top and then they add a sweet sauce, which for me at least, Vietnamese food is kind of famous for the sweet sauce. There's a great restaurant over by, well, it's in the Xinyi district, let's say that, that make this wonderful sweet sauce that you can dipyour spring rolls in and eat. So this sounds yummy. So where are we going to go to next? We're going to embark on an adventure to a place called Ba Na Hills. If you embark on something, it means you start it. So usually we talk about embarking on an adventure. We're beginning that adventure. We might be embarking, boarding a ship or aircraft. We could also use embark for that.
Indeed, embark on an adventure. We're going to the Ba Na Hills, and at almost 1,500 meters above sea level, you can experience all four seasons in a day at this mountaintop resort. So, my goodness, four seasons,
cool.
Winter, spring, summer, fall. So, you might want to bring a jacket with you. And to get there, you need to hop on a cable car.
Oh.
You know, just like the ones we have in Mao Kong here in Taipei or at Sun Moon Lake there. Get on a cable car, and it will carry you above the clouds. So indeed, it will probably get quite chilly up there. And once there, once on top at this mountaintop resort, explore the French village and cut loose in an amusement park. Cut loose, that just means have fun, let yourself go.
Go wild.
Go wild, don't restrain yourself. Finally, walk across the Golden Bridge, a structure seemingly supported by a pair of enormous stone hands. I've seen pictures of that. People have posted pictures of that on my Facebook feed. Looks kind of interesting. It looks like you're being held up in the air by two huge stone hands.
Oh, cool. So that's a pretty famous tourist attraction. So the structure, seemingly, it feels like it. It seems like it. In actuality or in real life, in real terms, it's really not. You're not really having this bridge supported by a pair of stone hands, but kind of looks like that. So take a minute while you're there to reflect on your remarkable trip to Da Nang, Vietnam. So if you reflect on something, it's more than just thinking about something quickly. It's more about pondering, thinking about your life. We reflect on life. Remarkable just means it's so cool that you have something to say about it. You want to make a remark, or it's worthy of attention. It's very striking. It's remarkable. You know, sounds like it'd be a fun vacation for sure.
It does. And of course, this is a place that's off the beaten path. So I suppose you have to fly from Taipei to Hanoi or something and then maybe take the train or get a connecting flight or something like that. So it might take some extra time to get to. So, of course, you need to have plenty of time for such a vacation. But I'm sure it's worth all the effort. You're going to have the time of your life. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation. Let's hear now from our Chinese teacher.
文章的第二段介绍去越南旅游时可品尝的美食。我们看到这一段的第二句。According to an urban legend, the dish gets its distinct taste and texture from the water of an ancient well. 根据无稽之谈，这道菜清晰易辨的味道和口感是来自一口古井的水。形容词 distinct 是指清晰易辨的、不同的。例如 ,Though African elephants and Asian elephants belong to the same family, they are two distinct species. 虽然非洲象和亚洲象属于同科，但它们是不同的物种。一个容易和 distinct 字形相似却意思不同的形容词是 distinctive, distinctive, 意思是特殊的、有特色的。These flowers have a distinctive smell, so you can't miss them when you're walking in the garden. 这些花有独特的香气，所以你走在花园中一定不会错过。另外，名词 distinction, distinction, 有差别、不同的意思。There is not a great deal of distinction between the two paintings. They look mostly the same. 这两幅画没有多大的差别，它们看起来几乎一样。Distinction 还有优秀、卓越的意思。例如 ,Stacy is a runner of distinction and has won many medals in races. 史黛西是位优秀的跑者，在赛跑中赢得许多奖牌。我们看到最后一段的第一句。Next,embark on an adventure to Barna Hills. 接下来踏上巴拿山的冒险之旅。动词片语 embark on something 是指开始着手做某事。例如 ,Jeff has gotten tired of being a salesman and has decided to embark on a new career. 杰夫已厌倦当一位推销员，决定展开新的生涯。动词 embark 还有上船、上飞机等的意思。例如All the passengers have embarked on the ship to Australia. 所有乘客都搭上了前往澳洲的船。全文的最后一句有一个形容词 remarkable, 意思是非凡的、卓越的。My sister showed a remarkable talent for dancing even at age 7. 我妹妹在七岁时就展现了对舞蹈的卓越天分。其他表示杰出的、非凡的形容词还有 distinguished, distinguished, 还有 outstanding, outstanding. 例如 ,Frank was praised for his outstanding performance in the competition. 法兰克因在比赛中的杰出表现而受到称赞。以上就是今天的课程，谢谢大家收听。
Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and have fun when you go to Vietnam. We're sure you're going to have the time of your life. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie. Bye. Goodbye.